God's word for our consideration this morning is a portion of the gospel lesson. Remember, I also read the gospel according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter. And in those verses, they said, "Who will roll the stone away for us?" And in John chapter 20. "Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb." The stone had rolled away. Stones reminds us of many things, doesn't it? And Jesus reminds us of many things as well. Stones, they can come in various forms. They can come in the stone of jealousy. They can come in the stone of hatred. They can come in the stone of sickness. They can come in the stone of death. We are facing so many stones. The disciples faced so many stones. They faced their disbelief. They weren't sure about the word that Jesus shared with them. They weren't positive that he was going to arise. They didn't really understand what was happening and what had happened. Just put yourself in the shoes of the disciples. Your friend, your master, your teacher has just died. You saw it with your own eyes. You saw Jesus hanging on the cross, bleeding, his head bowed down. You knew that he was dead. And Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus went to that tomb. And they buried Jesus in that tomb. It was Joseph of Arimathea's tomb himself. That was the tomb that he laid for Jesus. The disciples knew that he was dead. And now, all of a sudden, the stone has been rolled away. And Jesus is alive. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. What message we have for us today. It is a great message. It is a fantastic message. It takes away all of our stones. The disciples had those stones placed in front of them. Obstacles. Obstacles to their faith. Obstacles to the message that Jesus had risen. Even when they heard the message from Mary, they weren't sure. That's why they ran to the tomb. You know, occasionally in our life, and our married life, we kind of bounce things off, and we kind of do things, and we'll say, "Well, don't you believe me? I just did it." That's the way it is in our faith lives. Did Jesus really rise from the dead? The scripture says it so, but really, did he rise? That's a stone in front of us. A stone that causes our faith lives to rock and roll, not in joy, but in frustration. Not really knowing that Jesus had risen. So we read the words. We hear the message. And it is a great, fantastic message for each and every one of us, because Jesus comes to take away those stones. He has turned death into life. He has turned our death that will happen into life everlasting. That's the message we have in Jesus. And it's a powerful message. It's a message that the world is trying to suppress. The world is saying, "Well, you know, the largest group of religious people now are non-believers. So what? We have the great message of Jesus risen from the dead." And it's a message to share with people. Because this Jesus has come into your life to take away your guilt over sin. He has come to tell you that you have life eternal. I have a friend in Iowa, Gary. Some of you know Gary Keith. When he talks about the grave, he doesn't say it's hopeless. it's the resurrection spot. That is God's resurrection spot that we will lay in, no matter where. Then that's the message that we have. That after this life is over with, we will live forever, all eternity, with Jesus Christ, with those who have gone before us, those who are living in heaven with Jesus now, we're going to see again. All because of Jesus' death and glorious resurrection. Because he has come to take those stones away. He has come to take all those stones of our lives away. And it's a fabulous message that we have. It has given us hope. In my first parish, there was John and Clara. John was gaining in years, and John had lost the ability really to drive, so the family had to take his keys away. But he still was out in the yard putzing and everything. The Lord called him home. And I was sitting with Clara, and as I was sharing God's word and God's message of eternal life, I said, you know, John's going to greet you at the heavenly gates. He says, I hope so. I just was taken back a minute, saying, okay, well, how do I? We don't have to say, I hope so. We can say, I know. I know without a doubt that Jesus is going to welcome me into heaven because of his death and glorious resurrection. He has taken everything that is negative away from my life, and he has given me the freedom to declare that he is our Lord and Savior. He has come to take away the fear and anxiety we have. My father was dying 29 years ago. My mother stopped us at the door after we had been out. And she said, she turned to us and she said, we're not going to talk about death. We're not going to talk about what's happening to death because he'll give up. And I almost said, Mom, he gave up months ago. But she just did not listen. She says, we're not talking about it. And I'm going, we should talk about it. Christians need to talk about death because it's going to happen. Paul writes, the wages of sin is death. We are infected with original sin because of Adam and Eve. We are infected with the sin that the devil's planting in us. He loves to drive a wedge between married people and children and parents. He loves that. He wants to win the battle, but he can't. And he won't, because Jesus won the battle on the cross and the empty tomb. That's where our victory is. It is given to us. There was a story once that I read that it was a Sunday school program. And they were going to have an Easter program. And the teacher, Mary, was giving up all these parts to everyone. And one little boy raised his hand and said, I want to be the stone in front of the tomb. And Mary, his teacher, looked at him and said, are you sure? You don't want a speaking part? No, I don't want a speaking part. I want to be the stone. So the day of the program came, because it was Easter, they put on this production. It was fantastic. And this little boy had rolled away from the tomb, just by moving it up. And Mary asked him how he liked the play. And he said, fantastic! It felt so good to be rolled away from that tomb. That's what it is. It is so good to see that stone rolled away, because that is God's gift to us. Redemption. Eternal life. The comfort that we have to soothe everything away, because God has come. Jesus came as a babe of Bethlehem, wrapped in swaddling clothes, came as a Savior on the cross, shedding his blood, giving up his life for you and me. That is the message. That is the victory. That is everything that we have because God loves us so much. As John 3:16 says, God loved the world. He loves you. And he's not going to let you go. He's going to cling to you. He's going to come into your life through the Word. He already has come into your life through the Word. So that you will know that Jesus is King. That Jesus is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. That Jesus is your Lord, your Redeemer, your Savior. And he has died and rose again for you. In Christ's holy name, amen.